If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
You have to separate you feeling something and you acting on that feeling. Because you may feel hopeless many, many times, but you need to continue to do the activities that are aligned with your goal. You may feel hungry, but you need to not eat the cookie to stay aligned with your goal. You may feel angry, but know that retaliating at your coworker has no likely positive outcome. Just because you feel something doesn't mean you need to act on it.
Brother, you are at war with one person, yourself. And when you finally stop making excuses for him, you become unstoppable. And it's not because you're a new man. It's because you're finally becoming the man that God created you to be. So make it happen.
Most people are missing something because they don't know who they are. They never examine themselves. They've never done this experiment on themselves. It's a choice that people have to make in life. You'll never hear me say, I'm missing something. You find it in the suck.
Your dream never died. You buried it when it got hard. Majority of people don't even lose their dreams. They quit on them. The moment life gets uncomfortable, they stop. Just like that, they stop. The truth is, dreams only survive if you are willing to go through the pain and the rejection and the fear, as well as all the setbacks. Every time that you give up, you're digging the grave for the life that you wanted. Remember that the strongest of dreams are the ones that are carried throughout the storm. So when it gets hard, don't step back. That's the sign that your dream is still alive, waiting for you to fight for it.
The bad days create the story that I'm one day going to tell myself about what I got through. Without the bad days, the story would be way more lame. There would be no glory in overcoming anything, because what did you overcome?
It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. But understand this, life is hard. To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it.
Brother, you walk through hell long enough, and eventually you'll be able to turn around and watch it burn behind you. Just keep going.
Everything that's happening to you is God is processing. Every difficult moment you're having, He just processing. That's all He doing. Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for. And if you need to be tough when you get to where you're going, then he gonna toughen you. If you gotta be more caring along the way, he gonna let you have some trials come your way that's gonna have to produce that in you.
How do I deal with setbacks, failures, delays, defeats, or other disasters? I actually have a fairly simple way of dealing with these situations, summed up in one word. Good. That when things are going bad, there's going to be some good that will come from it. Didn't get the job you wanted? Good. Go out, gain more experience, build a better resume. Got injured? Good. Needed a break from training. Got the? Good. We learned. Unexpected problems? Good. We have an opportunity to figure out a solution.
Most people in life quit before the candy comes out. They quit before the candy comes out of their business, their body, their relationships, not knowing they're much closer to the dream than they think they are, but the progress is invisible. You gotta keep hitting that pinata in your life. Keep taking swings, one more swing, one more swing, one more swing, knowing you're making invisible progress. Remember when I said you're neglecting your kids? When you're not chasing your dreams and your potential? You're actually neglecting you. You're neglecting your spirit. You're neglecting your soul. You're neglecting the very reason you were born. Nothing makes me more proud than to see someone chasing their potential, chasing the happiness, chasing that bliss. I don't care if a candy's come out yet. I care that you swing.
But things are going bad. Don't get all bummed out. Don't get startled. Don't get frustrated. No. Just look at the issue and say, good.
When you raise your hand and say, this is my income, this is my dream, this is my goal, when you raise your hand and say, this is it, don't you understand that you need to operate at least once a year to make that become a reality? You can't get to that dream on 70. You can't get to that dream on 60. You can't get to that dream waking up at 6 or 7 o'clock.
Because the truth is, y'all, like, I don't care how great life is for you. I don't care how rich you are. I don't care how popular you are. I don't care what kind of job you have. You know, I don't care what race you are. The thing that brings us all together is not always success, right? It's not success. It's struggle. Like, I don't care who you are. If you're going through this human experience, you're going to experience struggle. You're going to experience hard times. You're going to experience setback. You're going to experience loss. You're going to experience depression. Just as well as we have our ups, we're going to have our downs. And so when I'm going through these moments, I love to disconnect. And I disconnect from the world because some of us, we're so connected to everything that we haven't connected to our soul. We haven't connected to our peace because we're so connected to requests. We're so connected to compare our life. We're so connected to all these outside things that we ignore our internal soul.
You constantly remind yourself, after every defeat, after every setback, every time you get knocked down, I've got a saying, if life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. See, a lot of people, because of failure, they stop believing. Let me share something with you. You will fail your way to success. Yes. You will fail your way to success. It doesn't matter how many times you fail. It doesn't matter how many times people tell you that you can't do it. It doesn't matter if you don't have a dime in the bank. You will fail your way to success.
It's so often the easy path. The easy path that calls to us to be weak for that moment, to break down for that moment. Accept reality, but focus on the solution. Take that issue, Take that setback. Take that problem and turn it into something good. Go forward. Finally, if you can say the word good, then guess what? It means you're still alive. It means you're still breathing. And if you're still breathing, that means you've still got some fight left in you. So get up, dust off, reload, recalibrate, re-engage, and go out on the attack.
And there are going to be plenty of times in your life when you're not happy. There might be years. And so it's a shallow boat in a very rough ocean. And it's based upon a misconceptualization. Happiness is something that descends upon you. Everyone knows that. You know, it comes upon you suddenly. And then you should be grateful for it, because there's plenty of suffering. And if you happen to be happy, well, wonderful. Enjoy it. Be grateful for it.
That you will fail your way to greatness. That most people allow their fear of failure, 80% allow their fear of failure to outweigh their desire to succeed. When you're willing to fail again and again and again, when you make up your mind to become unstoppable, when you make up your mind to become a no matter what person, then that will then give birth to a part of yourself that you don't know right now.
So another year has come and gone, and a lot of us are this fucking place we were last year. What the fuck are you waiting for? We sleep one third of our lives, and we think we can take fucking days off. We think we have the right to sit back and give ourselves an option on which way we're gonna go in life. Am I gonna run today? Am I gonna work out today? Well, it's Christmas. It's New Year's. It's my birthday. You think time gives a that it's Christmas, that it's New Year's, that it's your birthday? You give me some two fucking options. Let me tell you one thing. Time is running out. You keep on sitting around wondering what the fuck you want to do. You're just going to run out of time. So make sure you do one thing. Stop following the fucking crowd. They may take time off, but you can't afford to.
Ask yourself this question before any action or any inaction. Ask yourself this question. What I am doing, what I am about to do, is it going to help me get where I am going? Is this action going to make me stronger or weaker? Is this action going to make me smarter or more skilled? Will this action move me toward the strategic long-term goals I am trying to achieve in my life? And do not lie to yourself.
Now, I understand it's hard, and I understand it's difficult, and I understand that it's fucking lonely. But here's also what I understand, that it's fucking worth it. Because there's not a better thing in the fucking world than going out doing everything that everybody said you couldn't do, shouldn't do, wouldn't do. It's worth it. Don't listen to them. They don't know what they're talking about. They've never built anything. They've never been around winning. They've never won anything. These people are on a different path, and you cannot allow people that are on a different path than you to talk you out of going down the path that you are on, because the path that you are on is going to be a path that inspires people to be fucking great. People are going to see you win. They're going to see you struggle. They're going to see you build. They're going to see you overcome. And then they are going to say, holy shit, I can do that too, maybe.
But what happens in every get in this world, brick is hard. And so the harder it is, the more you start to push back.
Don't wait. The time will all never be perfect. But if you start where you stand, if you're willing to work with whatever tools you find in your hand, if you can take command of those, you can do more than what anyone could ever understand.
This is about living your f***ing purpose. Your story is needed. Your story is important. Your story is a necessity of the fabric of this entire f***ing country. Because without the story of your wins, there will be less people that win. And there will be more people that become mediocre. And this is an obligation that you have.
Don't rationalize. Don't negotiate. You have to tell yourself the truth. Make it a resolution of discipline to get better, smarter, faster, stronger, healthier, more productive, less agitated, to eat cleaner, live more, to go and do. Do all those things. But don't do them on New Year's Eve. Don't do them on New Year's Day. Do them now. That resolution of discipline to work and follow through and maintain your will, that'll result in the freedom that you're looking for. Yes, you heard it once again. Discipline equals freedom. There is no way out. No one gets out alive. Death is part of life, like the contrast between the darkness and the light. Without death, there is no life. And the people that I have lost, they taught me that. They taught me how precious life is, how blessed we are to have every day. To learn, to grow, to laugh, to live, to live. To live every day with purpose and passion. To wake up in the morning and be thankful. Thankful for that morning. Thankful for that opportunity to go into the world and live.
You can do what you put your mind to. And if you continue to put your mind to it, the game opens up new levels. In each new level that gets opened up, you're able to adapt a different mindset and a different approach. You can stop at that level, or you can go, I want more levels. I want more fucking levels.
There are people who come in your life sometimes to be there for a season. They weren't meant to be there always. Sometimes we find ourselves hooked up with people that we think are there for a lifetime, but they were only supposed to be there for a season. There are people who come in your life like boosters for a rocket. If you ever watch a rocket go into space, the boosters fall off when it reaches a certain altitude. Some people are not equipped to handle the altitudes that you're going to. So don't be afraid when they fall off. They're not bad people. They just couldn't go where you're going.
A lot of people just showing up in life. A lot of people just get up in the morning and they go through the day. They go to the job just to pull a check down, watching the clock coming in. So you want to be a different kind of person as you forward your life. You want to get something out of this. If you're going to do it, it's worth your time, your energy. You've got some expectations from this. I will not let people waste my time.
Say this, the most driven individuals, they live a life for many years and certain times without balance. Everybody strives for balance, balance, balance. So if you say something that was missing, but it was actually a gift, was just lack of balance.
You can't be the best at something and try to balance everything else around your life. There is going to be times where things are going to be out of balance.
If you configure your life so that what you are genuinely doing is aiming at the highest possible good, then the things that you need to survive and to thrive on a day-to-day basis will deliver themselves to you. If you dare to do the most difficult thing that you can conceptualize, your life will work out better than it will if you do anything else. There's no better pathway to self-realization and the ennoblement of being than to posit the highest good that you can conceive of and commit yourself to it. And then you might also ask yourself, and this is definitely worth asking, is do you really have anything better to do? And if you don't, well, why would you do anything else? If everything that you're doing every day is related to the highest possible aim that you can conceptualize, well, that's the very definition of the meaning that would sustain you in your life. Well, all hell's about to break loose and chaos is coming. It's like when that's happening in your life, you might want to be doing something that you regard as truly worthwhile, because that's what will keep you afloat when everything is flooded. And you don't want to wait until the flood comes to start doing that, because if your ark's half built and you don't know how to captain it, the probability is very high that you'll drown.
Known hills are preferable to strange heavens because it's familiar. See, life is rough, ladies and gentlemen. It's rough and it's scary. It's scary growing. It's scary taking a chance. It's scary acting on your intuition, on your guts. It's scary. It's frightening. And they're immobilized by fear.
We are taken apart slowly, convinced to take an easier path, enticed by comfort. Most of us aren't defeated in one decisive battle. We are defeated one tiny, seemingly insignificant surrender at a time that chips away at who we should really be. It isn't that you wake up one day and decide, that's it, I'm going to be weak. No. It is a slow, incremental process. It chips away at our will, it chips away at our discipline. We sleep in a little later. We miss a workout, then another. And without realizing it, one day you wake up and you become something that you never would have allowed. Instead of strong, you are weak. You have to be on guard. You have to hold the line on the seemingly insignificant little things, things that shouldn't matter, but things that do.
What you gotta do to get the life that God wants you to have, you gotta put more air in your bucket. You got to blow your bubble up. Expand yourself. Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure.
Don't go through life feeling like you're powerless. Victims are people that are powerless. You're not powerless. You are powerful. You direct the power in your life. Whatever your life is right now, it is a duplication of your consciousness.
If you could have what you needed and wanted, what would that be? And that's a meditative question. You don't want to force an answer out of yourself. You want to ask yourself that like you'd ask someone else. If I could have what I wanted, what would that look like? If I could have the relationship that I needed and wanted, if I could have the friendships, if I could have the job or career, if I could have the educational pathway, if I took care of myself properly, if I regulated my susceptibility to temptations, what would that look like if it was optimized? And then that sets you up a goal that has some motivational force. This is worth doing. The next goal is to take your goal and to fragment it into micro goals until you find a micro goal that's small enough that it still presents some challenge that you will do.
Most people overestimate what they're going to do in a year, and they underestimate they'll do in a decade. And I know a decade sounds like a long time, but how many can remember where you were a decade ago and realize the time has gone like this? And our whole world's accelerating. So a decade will go down before you even know it. The question is, what are you going to do with it? And you want to make sure when you arrive at the end of that decade, you're a different universe than when you started. So in the short term, it may go up and down, but the long term, it's explosive.
So as you begin to look toward making this your decade, as you begin to look toward making your life different, as you begin to look at yourself, you've got to redefine yourself. Who are you right now? And who must you become in order to create what you want? What has to change about you? As you begin to look toward the future and take inventory of yourself, what is it about you right now that you've got to leave this behind because this no longer fits? Looking at where you want to go and the kind of person that you must become, the kind of standards that you have for you, what is it that you must do differently?
No matter what's going on in your life, it's not permanent. Everything is going to change. So there's two things you can do with change. You can react to it or you can participate in it.
I want to tell you something else, and I want to make this clear. Don't just listen. Don't just listen, do. I'm not just talking. So you know, I'm not just talking. I'm doing. And I don't want you to just listen. Put this information to work. Make today count. Every day. Go forward. Get aggressive and attack, whether it's on the battlefield or on the beat or in the factory or on the farm or on the construction site or on the website, in the garage or in the firehouse. Don't hesitate.
We all get what we tolerate in ourselves and other people. But when you're no longer willing to tolerate something, that's when your life changes. The difference in people is their standards, period.
Commit means to make it happen no matter what. See, when you make a commitment, I'm going to become wealthy. When you make it important, when you decide I'm going to do it no matter what, life changes for you. See, most people don't keep their commitments to their commitments. That's why they lead lives of poverty, lives of misery, lives of unhappiness.
No matter what you face, no matter how bad it is going to be, when there is a challenge, anything that you're facing, the only way to overcome the challenges that you face is to start walking.
I am one decision away from a totally different marriage, a totally different life, a totally different job, a totally different income. Your life comes down to your decisions. And if you change your decisions, you will change everything.
Oh, you ask yourself a question. If I could have what I needed and wanted, what would that look like? You'll get a dream, you'll get a vision, and it comes to you. That's the most accurate way of describing it. It makes itself manifest in the theater of your imagination. It's a rather frightening question to find out, to allow yourself to ask yourself what it is that you really need and want.
This is not about abstaining from life. Ooh, it's the opposite. It's about going all in and really engaging and really living and really experiencing and tasting and smelling and eating and loving and we're here for that. We're here for all of that. So you create the experience, and then when it gets predictable or it gets boring, let's change it up. Let's create another one. And then how far can you go with that? It just goes on.
A lot of folk won't let you forget what you used to do or what you have done, what mistakes you've made. All of us have made some mistakes in life. All of us have done some things that if we had them to do over again, we wouldn't do it again. A lot of things that if I had it to do over again, if I knew then what I know now, I would have done it differently. Well, it didn't happen that way. Oh, you don't want me to live that down? You want to keep on putting that in my face about what I did? Guess what? I'm not interested. That's what I did then. Won't do it today.
What the hell were you all waiting for to start attacking life? For the stars to align? Well, guess what? That miracle ain't coming. There is no perfect time to start. You gotta start now with changing your life. We're all being tested in life. And guess what? This is one test you can't cheat on. We all have our own test. Some of us are obese. Some of us depressed, some of us insecure. Your extra gears are dealing with the life. And the only way to overcome it is for you or you alone to face it.
I believe that everybody has a gift. Every single human out there listening right now, you have a gift. The thing that you have working against you is you have all these other people now. Is that by doing this, you are actually keeping yourself from becoming great. Because the most that you could ever be when you do these things is a watered down, lesser version of what someone else is doing. All right? And how do you know that your own style and your own way of doing things that you would develop little by little by little, if you would just take little risks, is it going to be greater than all of those things that you watch?
Best work when you're at least motivated. So those days you don't want to do it, guess what you got to do? You got to suck the fuck up and do it. Stay hard.
One of the things you have to understand about life is everything changes and everything ends. And that kind of sounds heavy on the front end, but it's a truth. If everything changes and everything ends, number one, it should make you appreciate what you have right now. And then my view is, what's next is always better. If I make it so, it's my job to make it so. I think passion is the genesis of genius. If you've got enough passion, you're gonna find answers nobody else does, but most people run out of fuel, meaning they get tired, they get exhausted, they get burnt out, they get, you know, the law of familiarity. They're around something so much they take it a little bit for granted. What I see is the one common denominator of people that are successful over a lifetime is the sustained hunger. Hunger is the number one factor.
The secret of every winner, winning in sports, winning financially, spiritually, or any other way, the secret of every single winner is one word. It is the word resilience. Resilience. It is the ability to bounce back. Why? Because everybody goes through tough times. Everybody has failures. Everybody has flops. Nobody goes through life with unbroken success Nobody goes through life with no problems. Nobody goes through life with it just a breeze and everything's handed to them. There are problems, pains, pressures, difficulties in everybody's life. And the difference between winners and losers is that winners get back up.
I do think that that means that the soul participates in something eternal, which is the attempt of being itself to transform what's unnecessarily painful and malevolent into what's good, and that human beings actually do participate in that, and that that's part of the reason that our ancient tradition insists that we're made in the image of God. I don't think that you can live life a life of sufficient profundity to protect yourself from being corrupted by suffering and malevolence without adopting a responsibility that's commensurate with that set of ideas. I think that you either orient yourself upward, you know, to the star above the horizon, and try desperately to improve the structure of being, or you work at counter purposes to it and make things worse. I don't think there's a middle ground.
Almost like we're in a trance, like we're sleepwalking through life, that we find ways to cancel out our dreams. And I think that but is a dream killer, that a lot of things that we want to do, a lot of places we would like to go, a lot of things we would like to experience, and we just stop at but. You cannot be great being a lesser version of what already exists. You can only be great when you execute against your own potential and do your own development. And that means getting up there and looking like a clown. If you want to be great, if you want to be one of the best that's ever fucking lived at what you do, you have to understand that it's about developing our own skills. It's about developing our own style. It's about developing our own swag. It's about developing our own selves.
You should pursue your gift. The Bible says your gift will make room for you.
Always something there to build a case on why you can't move on, why you can't grow to the next level, why you can't begin to manifest your greatness, why you can't begin to live life on your terms. Always something there to block you, to keep you where you are and keep you from beginning to develop your true greatness. Always some fear. How do we handle it? I'm saying that if you've been hiding out behind but, if you've been using the fact that you don't have enough money or you don't have the education, take it head on. Don't get the education.
It isn't me. It's you. But it isn't me that changes you. It's you. You set the small goals. You achieve those goals. Then set some more and achieve those and set some more goals. Maybe a little bit bigger, but not that much bigger. Just start. Start small. Start with changing tomorrow morning, just tomorrow morning. Get that squared away. And then move on to the next day and the next, and move your life to a better place. One little step. One little victory at a time.
At some time or another, have agonized over making a decision. Some decisions are major decisions. And also there are a lot of small decisions that we don't make, that they tax our minds, they drain our energy, they create a lot of anxiety and nervousness.
and mental torment. Because we don't take care of it, we decide not to decide, which is a decision. Deciding to decide, to act, is a major, major challenge for all of us at different points in different areas of our lives. And there are things that happen to us along the way, experiences that we have that prevent us from working through the mental block of acting.
If you don't have a lofty ambition, then you suffer miserably. And the reason for that is life is really complex, short, finite, full of suffering, and beyond you. You know, people often say life is meaningless. It's like, no, it's not. That's wrong. Because if it was meaningless, that'd be easy. You could just sit there and do nothing and it wouldn't matter. When people say that life has no meaning, that isn't what they mean. What they mean is, I'm suffering stupidly and intensely, and I don't know what to do about it. Well, the suffering is meaningful. It's just not the kind of meaning you want. So how do you get out of that? You note the baseline of suffering, and then you say to yourself, okay, I need to do something that justifies that.
An eagle flies at a certain altitude, and the only other bird flies at that altitude is another eagle. So if he finds himself flocking with pigeons, he may be flying too low. Eagles ain't got time to gossip. Kings don't gossip. Fools party, kings celebrate. The road of greatness has potholes, has detours, has wrecks. The road of greatness isn't pretty, but it's purposeful. And so your road isn't going to be smooth. Your road isn't going to be easy. Your road will be the road that's less traveled. But just know as you travel on this road and doubt creeps up. Just know as you're traveling this road and you start to question yourself. Just know as you're traveling this road and hard times creep up. Just know you were called to travel this road. And at the end of the road, everything that you can't even imagine is waiting for you. At the end of the road, they have a you. There's a you waiting for you that you can't even picture right now. You can't even fathom that you. The journey built this. And the journey wasn't pretty, but the journey was purposeful. The journey wasn't perfect, but the journey was purposeful.
And as you meet struggles, and as you struggle to stay on the path, first of all, remember, you don't have to fight alone. Reach out to your comrades in arms. We win wars because we stick together, and when we stick together, we can overcome any enemy. And the struggles that you face, when they do try to flank you, do what a soldier does. Turn into the ambush, turn toward the enemy fire, and attack.
Reasons have power. Your reasons will drive you. When you have doubt, when your faith becomes weak, your reasons will fortify your faith. When you have an inner conversation, say, no, don't do that. Your reasons will become your rod and your staff to comfort you, to take you through those challenging moments. It can be painful. It will be uncomfortable. And that's where the growth is. When you're uncomfortable, when you're stretching out, when you're taking life by the collar.
No matter how many mistakes I've made, no matter how many times I've failed, no matter how many times I've hit the ground, I got up. Do not be ashamed of the times you've lost. Use that as lessons learned and show the world what you're really made of.
Well, I think the deck is stacked against everyone to some degree because life is very difficult and we all die. So, but people, some people do have it harder than others. And all of us have it very hard at some times in our lives. It's like, well, what's the alternative? You just take responsibility for that and try to struggle uphill, because the alternative makes everything worse. bitter? Should they be bitter? Should they be resentful? Should they become violent? These things don't help. They have to struggle uphill despite their excess burden. And it's responsibility, not guilt. You know, it's not necessarily their fault. That's not the point.
You stop dreaming. You stop believing. You stop seeking. When you gonna realize that you hurt? That's what I want to know. At some point, you let the world put shackles around your imagination. You let the world put shackles around your life to keep you in a place that you are no longer supposed to be at. You allow the world to imprison you in your past. And you think that's all that you are. You let people judge you like they're perfect.
I hope that you understand that every single person that you look at, every single person that you admire, every single person that you aspire to be like, is literally just a regular human being like you that has worked their fucking ass off.
All of us have seen our destiny at some point in time, and we decided not to listen. We decided to ignore it and say, no, that's not for me. Life came in and slapped us aside the head, and we stopped dreaming anymore. Bigger Thomas said, the impulse to dream has been slowly beaten out of me through the experience of life. And that's what causes many of us to give up on our volcano. The experiences and the challenges, the defeats, the disappointments, and the failures of life. And we decide to prematurely throw in the towel on ourselves or to sell out on our true potential, sell out on living our dreams, feeling that we're not good enough, not wanting to make any mistakes, particularly if you're raised with a great deal of criticism. So you've got to be willing to prepare yourself and do the best you can, take your best shot, and let the chips fall where they may. Let their demands and their trials make you stronger. Let the adversity you face today turn you into a better person tomorrow. So in the future, you look back at these struggles and you say to them, thank you. You made me better.
So if you lose and you jump right back up and you haven't really changed, I mean really, really changed from that loss, you're never going to learn from it, and you're never going to really truly know the unforgiving race to greatness, because that's part of the unforgiving part, is the losing part. That part is unforgiving. Y'all, what's the point of having dreams if they're going to just stay that? If they're going to stay dreams forever, it got to get to a point where you actually live in those dreams. You're going to get to the point where those dreams turn reality for you. Those dreams become your reality. It's time for you to live it. It's time for you to breathe it. It's time for you to be it. It's time now to get more dedicated, to get less distracted, to go deeper.
If you want to be great, want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody, because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. It takes every second of your fucking life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of fucking people. It is. But if you want to fucking go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you fucking do, you've arrived. When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
You can think about it, you can wish for it, you can vote for it, you can think all about it all as long as you want. But unless you get out every single motherfucking day and put in the work inch by inch by motherfucking inch, you will never get there.
The secret of every single winner is one word. It is the word resilience.